Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
In the sixth chapter of Micah, we hear, "What does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? Merciful Lord, as concerns of the judiciary are brought to our attention, help us to be mindful of Micah's teaching. Let us assure our people that justice will be fairly meted out. And as our struggling economy shows, the needs of the unemployed increase, and the poor need our help. Fill us with compassion and wisdom so that we might be about those things that are truly helpful, and to do what we can to grow jobs and increase the opportunity for employment. In your holy name we pray. Amen."
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Kevany, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Pergeson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
The quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 14th day, Tuesday, February 2nd, 2010. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. President Kinder in the chair.
Senator from St. Francois.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with, the same be approved as though have been
You've
fully read.
You've heard the
read.
Motion. As many as are the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Jasper.
My left and your right, we have Sherry Buchanan and her husband Chuck from Joplin, Missouri. Sherry was just here for her confirmation hearing as a new member of the Board of Governors of Missouri Southern State. And I would ask that she be welcome to the Senate.
Let's all welcome the guests of the Senator from Jasper to the Missouri Senate. The Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, on your left and my right, from the Nurse Anesthetist Association, we have Mary K. Bader, who is also a teacher, and she practices in St. Genevieve. And then from Webster University, our students studying that are Kyle Hardsman and Megan McCarthy. So if you would make them acknowledge.
We're delighted to have the guests of the Senator from St. Francis with us here today. Introduction, Senator from the fifth.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and your left, I would like to introduce you to my intern for the day, for the year, I'm sorry, Felicia Johnson from St. Louis, Missouri. She is a student at the University of Missouri, Columbia, and I'll ask the body to give her a warm
welcome.
Delighted
to have the guests at the Senator from the fifth with us here today. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right, your left, a good friend of mine and a distinguished resident of the 15th District is Mark Breedenketter, who is here today. And serving as pages is Scout Max Breedenketter and Scout Eric Mueller from Scout Troop 680. We're honored to have them here today. I would ask the Senate to make them feel welcome.
We will do that, but Senator, it is proper for you to ask that the young men be made pages for the day.
That's right. And
is that what you asked?
That is what I asked.
The young men will be made pages for the day to serve at compensation to be paid by the Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr.
And
President.
We're delighted to have all the guests of the Senator from Kirkwood with us here. The Senator from the 7th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guest, if he would stand up, our doc for the day, a good friend of mine from my district, Dr. Steve Smith of Western Anesthesiology. I've said on the House floor that he usually puts people to sleep, but he's here today to, for that to be otherwise. We put him to sleep. Maybe we won't do that today.
Delighted to have Dr. Smith, the doctor of the day, to take care of all ailments, and his daughter.
Emily, who followed in her father's footsteps and is a nurse at the University Hospital in surgery.
Let's all welcome the Smiths. Senator from second.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction, special guest. On my left, your right, Mr. President, I have two constituents of the senator from the 23rd who has allowed me to introduce them. My parents are up visiting, Chester and Eleanor Roop from St. Charles, Missouri. If the body would please make them feel welcome.
We're delighted to have the guests of the parents of the senator from the second. Senator from Boone.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce some special guests. Over on my right, your left, we've got Dr. Tom Furman and Mr. Sam Richardson, and they've got 14 kids, 10 from Moberly High School and 4 from Higbee High School, who are part of the Extension Excel Youth Leadership Program. They're a fine group of students. I ask that we make them feel welcome.
We're delighted to have Sam Richardson and all the students, guests of the Senator from Boone. Let's welcome them.
Got one more.
Senator.
I've got one more introduction. Today I'm being shadowed by Danielle Unterschutz. She's a senior at Sturgeon R4, and she will be going to Dartmouth College next year. As we make her feel welcome.
Would this guest please stand? Okay.
Yep.
Senator from Franklin.
Introduction guest. Over on my left and your right, I have a number of constituents. They're nurse anesthetists up here today to visit us and to tour the sites. I have Vicki Koopmans, Tiffany Newstead, and Christy Wagner. They're all from Wildwood. Marilana Hsu is from Pacific. Chip Fulmeyer is from Washington, and also Daniel Nance from Washington. I'd like for them to rise and for the
body. Let's welcome all the CRNAs from Senator from Franklin. Memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. Senator from 13th.
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 881, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to political subdivisions.
Senator?
Self-explanatory.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 882, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to the Ethics Commission.
Self-explanatory. Thank you.
Introduction of bill, Senator from 23rd.
President, I have a bill.
Send it forward.
Thank you very much.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill 883, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to license taxes imposed by certain cities.
Senator?
No explanation necessary, Mr. President.
Senator from Boone.
Four bills, none of which require an explanation.
Send your four bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 884, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to the Tobacco Master Settlement Agreement.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 885, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to motor fuel training and equipment.
Read the third bill.
Oops. Senate Bill 886, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to plumbing codes.
Read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill 887, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to the designation of controlled substances.
Introduction of bills. Senator from St. Francis. Senator.
Perfection, Senate Bill 604.
Senate bills for perfection. Senate Bill 604. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 604 with the Senate Committee substitute be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 604 with the Senate Committee substitute deals with water usage under the land of Southeast Missouri landowners. This bill strictly deals with seven counties in Southeast Missouri, and they have formed a Southeast Missouri Regional Water District, which was created under Chapter 256.643 several years back. As many of you are probably aware, water continues to be a precious resource for all of society across not only the state but around the nation and world. And there's actually been problems with a lack of water in many parts of the country. California is running dry of that precious commodity, and we have seen instances where the water that had been used for production agriculture there in California has been cut off and has created monumental problems for agriculture and producers there in that state. And as our population continues to grow and as we continue to use more and more water, it will continue to grow in importance. And there in Southeast Missouri, where we produce roughly a third of the state's commodities, of corn, rice, cotton, soybeans, and wheat, and other commodities, irrigation plays a vital role in the production of those crops. This bill simply would require that a major water user, and that would be a entity that uses 100,000 gallons or more of water a day, should they tap into our precious water supply there in Southeast Missouri, and it cause a issue with our production farmers there not being able to produce the crops that are so valuable to them and to the citizens of our state and certainly to the economy of Southeast Missouri, then an injunction could be put in place either by the Attorney General or by the landowner or another person of interest, and there would actually be injunctive relief provided through the courts. And at some time during that process, the courts would make a determination whether or not the major user of water who has tapped into that water source and using a large amount of water to the detriment of an existing farmer would need to be prohibited from drawing water out of that water source. So it's important for our region there in Southeast Missouri, the seven counties, consisting of Stoddard, Dunklin, New Madrid, Pemiscot, Mississippi, Scott, and Butler, that water supply be protected for our farmers who produce a great deal of the commodities and cash crops for the state of Missouri. And with that, I renew my motion.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Senator from the 14th.
I'd like to inquire the senator from Stoddard, please.
Does the senator yield for inquiry?
Yes.
He yields. You may inquire.
Thank you. Senator, tell me the entity that we're targeting here. It seems that there's some major issue, some major company that's doing this, or is this proactive or what? Preventative, or what are we doing here?
It's actually proactive. There's not actually any entity or company that has come to me and asked me to file this legislation. I heard today I heard through the grapevine. Remember that song? I heard it through the grapevine.
Yes.
Yeah. I heard that some thought that I was filing this bill on behalf of Noranda Aluminum, and that could be further from the truth.
Behalf of Noranda. Now, it seems to me that Noranda would use a lot of water, and this would actually be anti-Noranda.
Well, I would think so, but we've not had any discussions about this legislation with any manufacturer in our area. What has happened is the farmers from southeast Missouri, from those counties in Dunklin, Stoddard, Pemiscot, New Madrid, Mississippi, Scott, and Butler have been proactive, and they realize that one resource that we have there in southeast Missouri that the good Lord has blessed us with is with an abundant supply of water. However, we use a lot of water in producing a wide variety of crops, not only soybeans, corn, cotton, rice, wheat, but also watermelons, cantaloupes, even peaches, and some other crops that are grown there in southeast Missouri. We're pretty proud of the fact that we're a diverse agriculture region, and we're dependent on that water underneath the ground oftentimes to produce the crops that that make the living for many of our farmers and many of our constituents. So we look at agriculture, and I think everyone would agree, as a major industry there in that region across the state.
I agree with that. I just usually when something like this happens, something is happening in the wind that you kind of get a sense of that these folks may come in, some big, I don't want to say the word capo, but might come in and they will draw a lot of water from the existing farmers. And so I just wanted to know.
Well, that's a concern of theirs. Yeah. Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be a CAFO. It could be
any large industry that's going to draw a lot of water and utilize a lot of the resources there. So that's why I was asking.
And that doesn't necessarily mean that they can't come there and put an operation down there. It's just that we want to make certain that studies are given their just just make certain that that would not in any way hamper our existing farmers and their production.
Well, your bill is no withdrawal or diversion of water. That's none. You recognize that that's what that's saying.
I do recognize that, but I'm just saying that that you know an injunction can be put in place, and then after that, they can draw water.
Well, I just wanted.
I just wanted to make sure
that you know that you recognize that none of that can happen at this point, according to your legislation.
If the injunctive relief is filed, and thank you for that question, Mr. President, I'd like to lay over the bill.
It is necessary for you to make a motion to adopt the substitute. You want to do that first?
Yes, I do move for the adoption of the Senate committee substitute.
Now, is it your desire now to lay the bill over?
Yes, if we could. So.
Lay the bill over. Senator from St. Francis.
Prepare to the House of Representatives to receive the State of the Judiciary address from the Honorable Ray Price, Chief Justice of the State of Missouri.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion, shall prevail. Say aye.